Hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Brian here. Today is June 2nd. Time is 12 something or other. Let me just see here. 12:47. So I'm going to show you the MotoWave, what's going on with the Wanda data, all that hello, fun stuff.
Hi, everybody. Brian here. Today is June
2nd. Okay, let me just get my screen shared. All righty. There we go. I feel like a winner when I get that done fairly quickly. Okay, so before we get started, if you're interested in what I'm about to show, get in on the daily newsletter. I talk about the most dangerous asset class according to YouTube, probably the best performing as well. I won't mention it here, but if you're interested, just go to quantlabs.net/contact. Contact-quantlabs. I'm going to change that, but just right here under contact. All right. And thing is, we also are going to show you the Quant Lab Shop is the service. This one, the Quant Analytics, which this service is part of. So let's go to the markets. The markets are US markets, at least, are not very convincing. You can see here, like 0.18, like just barely over positive. Brussels negative, which is very weak. Okay, it's not one of those convincing, yeah, the US markets are really strong. This is where the strength is in oil. The best holding outside of the most dangerous asset class is this one. When I say dangerous asset class, think virtual digital money, but it's smaller and digital money, it's coins. So hopefully you can figure that out. All right. Currencies, it's all mixed all over. I'll show you. But you can see here, this is on the rise again. I just noticed that. And US seems to be struggling. I'm going to show you here. What I'm saying, a lot of it's the same old over the last two videos I've done. So right now we have Australia, USD. Somebody asked about that. One thing is, if you're looking at a video more than a few days, probably even more than a day old, that question's irrelevant, most likely, just due to the fact that these just like the other asset class can change very quickly. So I can't really answer those. You're just better off to watch these as much as possible and on a timely basis as well. The yen is looking okay. Okay. The Canadian dollar, the same. And then we have these other pairs that are doing okay. When they're on top like this in the list, that tells you that they got to be doing okay. I'm just looking at the daily view here, but they're just topping out here. Anyways, let's go to the bigger coin, Forex pair. See, a lot of things have been flat. This is GBP, USD. Pound against the Australia is really choppy. But I do think that the British seems to have better performance. The USD Swiss franc has got the longs, but it's going nowhere. This one's always an interesting one with the USD and Mexican peso, but I'm more interested in the commodities, to be truthful. So this is what I'm seeing here is daily. Gold in Singapore. Okay, that would make sense because if there was a panic, that's where most people would store their gold, and that would probably be the best performing place to hide out in. And it's looking pretty good there on those rallies, as I just showed you. On the hourly, a little flat there, but 6 hour, it's looking okay. Now, there's another one I like to watch, just waiting for the panic. So in here, last time we had two of these, but we only have one. That's a gold-silver ratio, but it's still a long. everything's kind of flat, like in a holding pattern. Another one I'm really starting to dig is New Zealand dollar, silver, but this is always temporary. No different than when I say, if there's a panic, it will all go into Scandinavia, like Norway, Sweden, or Denmark. Let's get some more. The Asian ones you want to watch, okay? You got a long and a short here for Australia, Hong Kong. Same. And let's see what's going on. The Australian USD has got a short. Another problem currency, a big one, is the euro. You can see here, it's doing not bad against the euro, Japanese yen, but it's got a short. It's probably a missed opportunity. I'm not a huge fan of currencies, by the way. It's really hard to gauge predictable patterns outside of the big ones. Like last big one was euro against the US dollar for a while, and it just suddenly dropped off. But I do like looking at the Asian currencies to see, because it shows you some of the where the strength is going. But again, it's always temporary. It could be a day, 2 days. It doesn't really mean a lot. Another one I like to look at is the bonds globally. Really, the only ones I can watch are US, UK, and US. So what I'm looking for, namely here, so it looks like you get better performance of the UK 10-year. We've got a long here, we've got two of them, which says something better about the US overall. I'm not here to bash the US, I'm just here to show you what I see in the chart. So here's a long though on the US 10-year. One thing I wanna stress is you'll see a lot of these currencies held in other than New Zealand, Singapore, CHF, Australia, and so on and so forth. This is hot capital flowing around, right? In Oanda. I mean, they're a decent sized Forex broker, but they have a lot of reach globally. That's why I use them. Plus, you get other countries and other assets that you wouldn't get in other Forex brokers. So this is a good little way, poor man's way, to look at the world view of where things are shaping up. So here we have more longs in the USC CHF. Doesn't mean a lot, but it's good just to watch it. Now, this can be an important statement. I've been saying this probably for the last week. Up until here, April 12th, all the way up to here, May 12th, there was an inflationary trade that you would have reaped really well off of commodities like agriculture, soybean here. And it's been in decline and it's been kind of like trying to inch its way up. This is a potential, but as you know, I'm more the kind that wants top performance. I want to know where I'm going to get best return for where I put cash. So right now in this video, I'm saying gold and oil are your best bets. So this may turn out to be good. We just got to have a certain point of entry to see if this goes somewhere. But you can see these little rallies that kind of just drop out. But I think a lot of agriculture, you'll start to see that inflation start to hit in late summer. It's when it comes to harvest season. More CHF, there are longs, so maybe it might go up. I'm not going to sit here and be an oracle on that. I'm seeing more of these trades here, pound against the US dollar, but it's been very flat. Wouldn't bother tying up money in that. New Zealand's another one. New Zealand USD got a short, very flat, choppy, no predictable anything in that. Okay, Australia, Canada, in decline there. Okay, now we get into the U.S. market. So I've already mentioned the returns, just been flat, like really flat. That's NASDAQ. Short there on the S&P, another short. It's got three, four, right there. So look at the UK 100, but it's got some long. So you might be better off to put capital into the UK because you might get better potential performance, and that's possible. US top 30 for short. And so the US stock market overall, equity market, is not going to be your top performer for now. Again, I don't make the rules. So look at all these pound trades, shorts there for a US dollar. Okay, so two shorts there. See what happens with the New Zealand. It's got a long, okay? So New Zealand's been kind of performing a little better than most of them. And usually when there is no performance in New Zealand that you look at, Canada, same thing. It's just ugh on Canada. Japan yen, a little bit of performance there. Whoop-de-doo. Some shorts on the Australian. This is a really talked about pair as well, US dollar, Canada. This should be doing really well, and it's just kind of not. And it's got like a long there. But again, it's just something I don't really pay attention to. Japanese USD, Japanese yen is very mixed as well. And again, a lot of that has to do with, you'd think that Japan would do really well, but because of its debt and how it handles it, it's not a good balance sheet to work off of. But that's quite a lot there. Oh, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then we got USD, CHF. These are all safe haven trades. Got a couple of longs there on USD, CHF, Swiss franc, USD, Norway again. 1, 2. So again, 3 out of 4 longs for USD, Norway. And again, more safe haven trades on the Scandinavian, USD, Sweden long. And we also got one for the USD, Denmark. Now, traditionally, I would have said Mexico would be part of that. There's a long there. I wouldn't put a lot of emphasis on that, just the way it's been performing. A few weeks ago, it looked like it was very promising, but Mexico is just not doing as hot as you'd want. Here's an interesting trade. Gold and pound. Look at that. That's a nice rally. That gold-silver ratio is what the confusing part is. We got short. So it kind of washes either out the long or the short. This is more silver, but been very flat, as you can see here. I'm not going to worry about mentioning it. There's a couple of longs here, but again, these are just something I don't really put a lot of emphasis on. Canada again. Oh, we got some longs there for Australia and Canada. Big deal. Let me get out of this. So again, you don't see a lot of pairs in Europe, okay? It's an other alternative. It's Swiss, it's Australia, it's maybe even the pound there, I say, Hong Kong, Singapore, and the Scandinavian, as I showed, but no Euro, no USD. That just tells you people are very skittish of those currencies right now. And long-term, I don't think it'll change. Euro, pound, we have two shorts there. You would think that there'd be some strength of the Hong Kong dollar. I do see it from time to time, but it's not consistent. More Japanese yen, but they're just shorts. They have the opportunity. 2 out of 3 longs there for the Norway. Euro, New Zealand long. Same with Euro, Sweden twice, 2 of those. So here we have a short now, again, on the Euro USD. So again, you can see that choppy trend, flattens out, and then it goes flat. As I said, I also watched the German, a couple of longs here. That's good news for the bond market in Germany. They're probably the safest out of the three that I have access to. The markets for Germany, 3 shorts. Well, 2 out of 3 are long. 2 out of 3 are shorts. So it's not good news for Germany as well. Japanese yen. Hong Kong, Japanese yen dollars got more shorts. The index here, long. I mean, it's just Singapore the same. It's very mixed with these shorts. You would think that Singapore would do well too, but I just think that the Singapore dollar is not as strong. People don't know it's an indebted country, even though it's got a lot of wealth. It is indebted. UK 10-year, two longs there. The markets look good for UK as well, two longs there. NASDAQ, well, doesn't really go anywhere. Some more US, go nowhere for the Russell. 30-year bond, shorting, long, mixed. Okay, this is a big one. USD in China. You can see it's been in decline. Just, I don't know. SPX 500 short, another one. So that's what I'm saying. It's just not very strong. Same with the US top 30. Now here's some more US bonds, shorts. Oh, we got a long there mixed with the 10-year, but doesn't really matter. More longs on the USD CHF. one, two, three, four. So we got two out of four shorts or longs on the USD Japanese yen. So the yen's not as it used to be. Same with Switzerland. But here, one, two, three, four more, three out of four Norwegian. So Norwegian's the place to be, but it just doesn't prove itself. But as I said, when the panic comes, it'll be in Norway and in Sweden. More longs. Big long there with the USD Singapore. Natural gas. Okay, this has been very flat, short, slight long, and another slight long. So these are all seasonal trades, really. Okay, I've talked about inflation. More agriculture. So we have a short here on this decline with soybean. Sugar has a long, very choppy, but it's definitely not inflationary, not long-term inflationary. So I'll just say the pressure seems to be off it. Canadian dollar again, flat with the pound against the dollar. Woo. Man, there's a lot of very good here. Okay, so we have now more pound against the US dollar. Two shorts there. New Zealand and Swiss franc shorts again. So New Zealand against the Japanese yen short. New Zealand against the USD. Oh, we got one short, one long. Okay, last bit here, platinum. Short and a long. So that's it. Hopefully I'll help you out. Let me know what you think, and we shall talk to you later. Have a good day.